Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The Earth, once adorned with a crystalline shroud of winter's making, now endures the vanishing act of what was once its most profound seasonal transformation. The last snowfall, unlike any winter tale told before, chronicles the withering whispers of winters that no longer turn our breaths visible, nor paint our world in reflective white. A spectacle, so deeply rooted in the human narrative, is dissolving like the fleeting frost on a blade of grass. Timeless tales and traditions tell of winters cloaked in purity, of snowflakes each a unique testament to the diversity of nature's artistry, and of ice mantles that cradle ecosystems in their frozen yet nurturing embrace. These are the fables soon to be folklore, for the last snowfall may not just be an anecdote of yesteryear, but the prologue to a desolate winter epoch. It starts with a flake, a sole sentinel, descending through the gray husk that skies have become, landing upon an earth scalded by heat and humanity's hubris. Then, it's a flurry, perhaps a stalwart squall, but gone before the eternal memory of the ground can acknowledge its embrace. Children of this era might never comprehend the joy of crafting a snowman or the serene sound of snow-laden silence. A chilling metaphor, indeed, for the Arctic animals whose elegies are whistled by the unforgiving winds that erode their habitats, miners of white gold who harvest their last crops, and trees that stand puzzled by the absence of a wintry sleep. The cascading effects on biodiversity, agriculture, and human traditions create an aching void where once there were anthems sung to the tune of footprints in the snow. The article transports its readers into strongly felt fictitious narratives, unforgettable accounts of the last witnessed snowfalls, tugging at hearts with tales of winter sports turned to legends, holiday celebrations needing novel novelties to compensate for the lack of snow's magic, and landscapes where winter has become but a pale shadow, recoiling at the touch of an anomalous sun. The story doesn't end here, for even as our nature slips into an eternal summer's dominion, the ghosts of winter's past linger in cultural memories, as if awaiting the resurrection of frost's tender kiss. Yet in this illustrated future, there's an unspoken understanding. The rebirth of winter is a myth relegated to the realm of wishful human yearnings. It speaks a subtle truth, wrapped in the somber tones of a requiem, that we have breached a threshold where the enchantment of snowfall is forever lost in the mists of time and human folly. Mirroring its predecessors, The Last Snowfall asserts itself as not merely an article, but as a beacon of bitter enlightenment, a testament to the consequences of our collective inertia. It's a discourse on what has been, what is, and the bleak prospects of what may never be again, unless by some miracle of responsible stewardship, we reclaim the future that once seemed destined to repeat the wonderment of seasons indefinitely. In concluding, the narrative beckons the reader to peer through the window of time, perhaps to glimpse, against all odds, a flake finding its way to the earth's bosom. But one cannot help but wonder, is it a patron of a winter returning, or the last goodbye of the snow?